Okay, we're back.
We are back.
We are back.
Back.
Are we back?
We're back.
Are we back? I think we're back.
I think that's enough.
I think they're back. Cue music! Okay, everybody. Welcome back to Dad So Hard 2020, episode 60.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I am Vinny Dunleavy.
Danny McCartney.
And we are two dads sharing our lives, our stories, and our trials and tribulations of how we work hard, play hard.
Oh, I didn't know if you were waiting for me to cut in there.
Well, you could. What do we do, Danny? We work hard, we play hard. And what do
dad even harder.
And dad even harder. That's right. And we believe all dads out there are doing it. It's 2020. We have been at this. If this is your first time listening,
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Welcome. We've been at this for a year and a half. And
last people wishing you Happy New Year.
I've actually still done it. It's the second week of January and I'm still doing it.
Oh, I try to go as long as possible. I try to get into mid. I try to get like to Valentine's Day. Still wishing people Happy New Year.
I can believe that because for anybody who's watching this on YouTube, you will also know that Danny and the holidays go well together. Danny, could you please stand up? I don't even know what I call you. I thought it was a Santa suit. He is, yes.
It's my Santa pajamas.
He is, yes, indeed. I mean, your kids have to love you. What dad
I actually Santa pajamas? I hate these pajamas because they fit very weird. But it was the only ones I could find that were clean.
But you wear pajamas when you don't go to bed. Like I don't wear pajamas; I wear shorts.
I wear pajamas. I also have if it's hot, I have shorts. But if I'm not wearing shorts, I have like pajama pants.
But when you walk around the house at night, you come home, you change. Do you go right into your pajamas, or do you change? Then you walk around the rest of the night in your pajamas, and then you leave them on when you go to bed.
Yeah, I mean, by the time I get home, it's already 8:15.
Yeah. So. But I switch into my like into
something for an hour and then change into pajamas.
Oh, see, I go into like a t-shirt and then like a pair of running shorts and then I walk around that and then I go pajamas. To bed. And I think, listen, guys, let us know out there. Pajamas versus just t-shirt and shorts. I personally think
t-shirt and shorts. Like, why have a buffer? It's just more laundry.
You are correct. Yeah, but I wear mine multiple days in a row. I mean,
same with pajamas. I wear my pajamas, I think, about like 3 days before washing them.
But why do you wash your kids' pajamas every night?
We've already talked about
that. Oh, stupidity of that. It's so dumb. It's so dumb.
Well, I actually was saying it to Mary Jane, too, and she was like, well, our kids are way more messy than we are, which she's not wrong.
Yeah, but not when they sleep. You put their pajamas on.
But they're wearing their pajamas when they're eating breakfast and sometimes, depending on when the bath is, when they're eating dinner or a snack.
Oh, see, pardon the yawn, excuse me. I'll get into that in a second. But no, our kids, we eat dinner. We do pajamas after dinner. So there's generally only a snack at night. And then when they eat breakfast, they're already dressed for school.
Your kids are neater than mine.
My kids, my kids are slobs. They just,
I guess.
I mean, listen, one day we'll get our kids together. Another Dad So Hard first. But we must apologize for people, Danny, because it has been 6 weeks where we have been very, very busy with our regular dad lives.
6 weeks?
It's been like, I think it's been five and a half.
Three or four.
Episode 59 was about early December. It was pre-holidays.
It was the week before Christmas.
Okay, so 4 weeks. So we took a four-week hiatus.
4 weeks.
To recharge.
Yeah.
To refocus. We have big plans for 2020, big ideas. Before we do that, if you do listen to us and you love us, remember to tell a friend, tell your mom, tell your brother, tell your sister.
Review, subscribe, follow Instagram, Facebook. At Dad So Hard Podcast. Twitter, at Dad So Hard Pod. Email. DadSoHardPodcast@gmail.com. Website.
Tag us.
RDadSoHard.com.
Yeah. We are Dad So Hard. Tag us at Dad So Hard Podcast anywhere. And if you want a red, beautiful red Dad So Hard t-shirt for Valentine's Day, let us know. I'm feeling generous just for writing in and listening. You may get a free t-shirt.
Just ask for it.
Just ask, everybody. A couple t-shirts actually went out over the holidays. I don't know, Danny, I don't know if you got that memo, but let's do a shout out to our buddy Doc at Patriot Media, who we have needed to get a t-shirt for, like,
something I can check off the to-do list.
Check, Danny. Guess who did it? This dad. I'm adding your to-dos to my to-do list. I'm a good friend.
That's right, you are.
That's what friends do. Today's episode, though, what we wanted, we're going to do a quick recap of what we learned dadding over the holidays.
Yep, the holidays.
I want to start out with some congratulations in a minute, and then we have a new book segment for all those dads.
Guess that book.
Oh, who read to your kids at night. I got some big ideas.
Yeah, I think this is going to be more of a stay away from this book.
I don't know. Or no, it depends on this book in particular, you may go out and buy.
Okay.
This one's all right. A goodie. Nice. This may actually have some audio visuals. This may have some visuals.
Nice.
It's going to be phenomenal. But I do want to congratulate Danny. I know two listeners who have, one, increased his dadding from becoming a father of one to two while we were on break, Corey. So a big shout out to, he listens and tags all the time. Corey, we love you, guy. I know you're out there.
Congrats.
And another dad supporter is Bobby from beautiful Manhasset, and yep. his son, I think, or daughter, no daughter. Sorry, Bobby. His daughter arrived a few weeks early and is doing healthy and happy. So
is that number four?
No, that's number one for Bobby. Different Bobby.
Different Bobby. Okay.
Different Bobby. No, not the Bobby. This is my Bobby. Not
Bobby fan number one.
Not Bobby fan number one from Jurors, who's been ghosting me on the text. So if you're out there, Bobberino, he's been busy in his new day job life.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
But do you know any new dads or bigger dads that you know of? Any fathers?
No, I'm trying to think. A few on the way.
Any other listeners out there, if you had a baby,
I'm trying to think of like when they're due, but
anybody out there, if you're increasing dadhood, let us know. We'll give you shout outs. We'll congratulate you. We may send you a t-shirt.
Maybe.
You never know. So Danny, I sprung this on you 3 minutes before we started recording, which is really 35 seconds. But over the breaks, it's been a while. You did do Disney, you did some vacation traveling, and you did a lot of work.
We did a lot of stuff.
It all over the holidays, what was different this year?
Yeah, I'll give a quick recap on what we do. So we do family on Christmas Eve. This year we did my brother's. Mm-hmm. And then we host on Christmas Day. We try to do a vacation around New Year's Eve. It's our anniversary, so we always try to celebrate by like going away. I think maybe the past year or 2 years, like, we stayed home, which is fine, but like we like to do something, right? Like with the kids.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you. So we did Disney this year. We haven't done Disney in like a year and a half, so this was long overdue for us. And that was that's how we celebrated New Year's Eve and our anniversary.
Nice.
And then kind of back at it, we got back, I think, the 4th. So we have this horrible, I guess now it's a tradition of someone being sick and then I will say this past Sunday was Mary Jane's birthday. So we have a lot going on within like the holiday.
An anniversary right on the holiday and you book a travel vacation
and then a birthday.
Shout out to your wife, MJ, momming hard.
Someone's always sick, whether it be for Christmas, whether it be for New Year's, whether it be for Mary Jane's birthday. Someone without fail is always sick. Last year, I think I was sick and one of the kids were sick on her birthday. This year, Cody and Brady have been ping-ponging sickness back and forth. We just found out 2 days ago that Cody has the flu, so he's fighting that. And he got it from Brady, who we found out after the fact also had the flu.
What I would tell you for that, Danny, is lock him up. Lock them up.
That's what we did.
That chance, so, let that go into your house and get those kids away from you.
So I think it all started with Brady being sick right before Christmas. Cody was sick on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. That stunk.
Our neighborhood got, we were supposed to have a dad's night out for the neighborhood, and half of it got canceled because this neighborhood got wiped out by the colds, flus.
So what I will say, my learning, not that there is a learning, but like, try to do whatever you can to keep your kids healthy, because everyone gets sick around the holidays. It's fucking crazy. It was actually a miracle that we got into Disney with everyone being healthy and got out of Disney.
Didn't you go, I think last year your wife was sick at Disney.
It
wasn't
was
one of them where you were
Brady.
Sick.
It was Brady.
Brady was, your son was sick.
He was like 103 terrible. Fever out of nowhere for like 2 days.
That's an expensive Disney fever.
In Disney, but everyone was sick right before and right after. Miserable. Now, dealing with sick kids with a long time off from school stinks.
Well, they don't have a break. I think a lot of parents were complaining here that nobody had a break. They were like, our kids, they felt bad for their kids for the 2 weeks.
Because everyone's sick while you're home. Yeah. And like, no one got to relax, because then as soon as they get better, they're back at school.
No. So I had the polar opposite of sickness, where the Dunleavy household.
Sorry to interrupt. Then I had my eye issue where I thought I was going to go blind.
Well, you and Savannah Guthrie got your corneas ripped over the brim.
I had an eye. It turned out being an eye ulcer.
Whoa. How does that happen?
It was the day we got back from Disney. I took my contact out. I usually never use my contacts. This is my other tip. Don't wear contacts on a plane, because your eyes get super dried out.
Oh, so they dry.
Bacteria probably got under my eye, because it was like, it got dried out and then it was stuck there.
Planes are disgusting.
Exactly. I got an eye ulcer on my cornea right in the center of my pupil. It was hurting me. I had to go to the ER, because that's where they told me to go, because no one was open. And they were like, by the way, like, you could go blind. Like, you have to get this dealt with right away. Like, if it's untreated, because of where it was. So I had to put drops in every day for like every 2 hours. I'm all good now.
I can start
wearing contacts again tomorrow.
Well, if you're driving a car right now, just like, don't go off the road. Keep your eyes open, because that is pain.
It was miserable. So uncomfortable, painful, but we're all good now.
Well, you look good on camera, so.
Thank you. I don't have contacts in right now, so every now and then I'm going to go like this.
It's cool. Because it's hard to figure out what I look like. Is that the problem?
No, it's just you get so used to seeing everything clearly that, you know.
There may be a bigger, you may be looking at a bigger version of me, since I've been eating my way through the holidays.
Same. This week I started getting back on track working out.
Actually, my whole family has not been sick, which has been good. I've changed some of my medication. So if anybody who's been around me in a 5 foot radius, I have been a little bit, I've been all over the place the last couple of weeks. So my family is sort of days loving me and other days wanting to kick me out in the streets. So I have survived.
That's life.
But what I learned over the holidays, different this year, is we did a lot of, we did a couple of staycations and local vacations.
I like that.
What I learned were indoor amusement parks.
Yeah, you're really hitting those up.
They're more fun than I thought. They're way more fun than I thought.
Expensive, though. PSA, right?
Actually, I did not find them expensive, and I went to two. Really? And I want to give.
Was it weekdays?
No. I'll give you a quick rundown. And I do want to say to our fans out there, the power of social media. A number of people have actually emailed, texted, and DM'd us, and DM'd, or me, because they knew it was me, about the. I went to the Nickelodeon Universe in the American Dream Mall, New Jersey.
Yep.
3 days later, we went to Camelback Aquatopia Water Park and Ski Resort in Poconos. And people were, I actually had somebody, Danny, get this. I had a fan and a friend come to Camelback the next day after seeing us there the day first. That's the kind of influence we have on our fan base.
Yeah, we need to get some sort of retroactive pay from that place.
I mean, Dad So Hard was there and people started showing up. It was crazy.
Yeah.
But Nickelodeon Universe, it was $40 for an adult, which me, my wife, and Emily, who's over 48. If you're over 48 inches tall, $40, because you could do everything.
And that was for like the day.
For the day. And under that is $30. You need to eat right before you walk in, because the food choices there
stink.
There's one little food shack. It's terrible. So it is not a place you go for food.
Did you stay over or you just
No. It's a one day. So it's a giant mall and there's an indoor amusement park in it for Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
If you were in the tri-state area and it is raining outside or in freezing cold and you do not know what to do with your kid, it is
worth it.
4 hours. It's $10 an hour, basically. Okay. Right? $10 an hour.
It's a good way to look at it.
4 hours. If you pack your patience, you're good. Now I will tell you this. If your kid is under 48 inches, which generally is, I would argue, is 5 and younger.
Yeah.
Brady
might be just 48. He might be 46 inches.
So I would give you maybe 1 or 2 years because it's called Nickelodeon, which means most people that go have kids 6 and younger under the height of 48. So but the number of rides they have there, I would argue 60 to 65% of the rides are actually 48 and older.
Really?
Correct. So now you have, but the people that are there, 65% of the people who are going to the thing are younger.
So you'd say the sweet spot for kids is probably 6 to 9.
Six to 10. Oh, no. Yeah. I went on a roll. Let me tell you, I went on one of the roller coasters there. I would ride it 5 times. Every single time scared the crap out of me. And what's weird about the indoor amusement park is that they're on top of each other. So, like, to say the 20 minutes you would go from walking ride to see ride.
That's great advice because I know we were floating around the idea of going. Now I'm not going because
no, they're too young.
It would be a waste.
My wife waited 2 hours online
to find out they couldn't get on.
No, to do the Blue's Clues train, which kids' rides go very slow. Yeah. So not only is the line slow, it's because the ride is slow. You're dealing with kids that are young. So guess what happens? They take really long getting on and getting off.
Yeah.
The whole thing. But it put my wife over the edge because actually right before they got on, it broke and then had to wait another 10 minutes. And she was like, I'm not leaving this line on the next person on the train. But the issue was the rides that are for the younger kids had longer rides. Like they had a really slow merry-go-round. But they did have a nice, they had like a big playground, Paw Patrol playground, which my kids spent like an hour in. It's $40 for a playground is excessive, but I think for young kids it's better to go to the Fireman's Carnival.
Rides too.
Correct. But I would for the amount of money go to the Fireman's Carnival in your local neighborhood. Once they want to go on a roller coaster. So my daughter Emily is old enough and tall enough to go on the big coasters.
Does she
like it? The problem we had is she's scared out of her mind.
Yeah.
She declared she likes her feet on the ground.
Yeah.
So for us it was a little bit of a bust. I enjoyed it. If your kids are like our neighbors, we have neighbors here who are like Emily's age who love roller coasters.
Yeah, so it's right up their alley.
And there were rides there I've never seen before. And I've been to a number of amusement parks.
And
it was cool. I thought it was really, really cool.
And to your point, like a lot of this stuff you can test out cheaper at your local town fair or carnival.
The younger rides are all Disney dressed up, teacups in a circle, like garbage. The best stuff is for the kids who want to go on the coasters. And the beauty of it is people were not cutting, but you could save rot lines because it wasn't that busy. And like even the swings, they had a swings that goes around a circle. That shit was going like 30 miles an hour.
Would you say it's more of an experience park or a rides park?
No, it's all rides. There's no experiences there. There's like a couple characters. It's all rides.
Got it.
But the new coasters they have are intense. There was one where I was like, and there's no line for it because it's like for teenagers. Like I went on it.
Nickelodeon Viacom?
Viacom owns it. Or not Nickelodeon. So we did that. And then we went to Camelback Aquatopia. And the reason why I recommend that was as an indoor water park, it's one of the only ones that has the option of doing snow stuff. So we were able to go tubing and we didn't ski because it's a pain in the butt.
Now, when you say the option, is it like you pay a price and you get both or do you have to choose?
No, the hotel, your hotel room includes the water park for free. The tubing is
extra. And on the snow stuff.
Yes. So, but we did 2 nights. The one thing I liked about it is not only is there the water park, we painted pottery for 2 hours.
Is there skiing and snowboarding there?
If you want to, but it's the Northeast. It's all ice. There hasn't been snow.
There's
no snow. It's all ice this year.
Really?
Yeah, there was no, it was like ice. It was man-made, which is like, if you're a skier, garbage.
Yeah.
But we painted pottery for a couple hours one day. They have a laser tag. Two nights, 2.5 days, because you could do early check-in, late check-out.
Yeah.
They had a giant arcade. Kids won. And we hit jackpots. I put it on Instagram. we won $1,000 ticket. We were running jackpots. So, I mean, the prizes we got probably cost a dollar compared to what we spent.
Yep.
But then the water park, the Aquatopia, I mean, if your kid's like a pool and a wave pool, could have been in that all day.
Yeah.
I upgraded to a cabana because I wanted to watch
have TV you ever, drink. So have you ever done, I don't know if Dorney Park has an indoor, but like, so Kilimanjaro.
Yes, similar.
Have you ever done that?
No, my kids don't like.
That's so expensive.
So I would say Aquatopia, we did two nights. And for the hotel room, which includes access to the water park, I feel like for two nights, it was maybe $1,100 with tax. But like, we went New Year's Day and New Year's, we went in the busiest day of the year where they said they had like 400 people check in and 400 people checking out.
Oh, wow.
But I felt like for a room for four of us, for say the room maybe cost $450 for two nights and it gave you water park access, I thought that was reasonable.
Yeah.
For a two-day vacation.
Choices, how?
A ton of food choices. And the food, I did not find the food to be that expensive. The best part of the food, we went to this one Italian restaurant. This is America. Shout out to anybody outside of the tri-state area that lives in what I like to call real America. You go to real Italian restaurants. This lovely, lovely woman brings us through the menu. It's a family-style restaurant, Italian. Family-style meals. You get 3 pounds of pasta to share. I was like, what? Say what? $25, 3 pounds of pasta. Or you do the individual portion, the spaghetti meatballs individual. You get a pound of pasta. Jesus. I was like, an individual serving is a pound of pasta in America. I love it.
That's amazing.
Danny, so essentially we saved money because we were like, let's just get one entree and get a side.
I'll get a single serving for my family.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. So, but I learned that indoor places are better than I thought, and they're enjoyable.
Yeah, Mary Jane took the kids last year. I want to say because it was like during the week.
Yeah.
So I was at work. It was shit. I want to say it was Kilimanjaro, but it was one of the places like that.
Yeah.
And they loved it, but like, another part of the reason during the week was because it was. Fraction of the price.
Great. It is cheaper. The one thing I've heard is because a couple of people who work there, I like to always talk to the workers at these places, say, what's the real scoop? What's going on? A number of them actually had worked at Kalahari prior, and they said liked.
That's the one that I'm.
The car. So they like, but what they said is they like Camelback better because there's more to do outside of the water park, and you can go outside if you want to do the tubing or you want to upgrade to skiing. So I think some of them, like a Kalahari or the other one, it's Cartwright. Which actually Cartwright manages Aquatopia, but Cartwright's just one of these indoor water park companies. They're also just an indoor water park. So I think you have to look at like what your kids are interested
you
in doing.
Think you're gonna, yeah.
Total activities. And because it is hard to sit inside in a pool area all day. But this had a hot tub. We were all in the hot tub. It was good. So I forgot to do the timer, Danny. So I forgot the timer.
Well, we're out of time?
No. We have time. I got to do my segment. But I forgot to turn the timer on. So I think we're probably in 20 minutes.
Yeah, we probably have about like 8 minutes or so left.
Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know. Real quick, before we get into the book segment. Now, the last question about the indoor water park.
Yes.
Review. Coming from someone who worked at an outdoor water park.
Yes.
What do you think of the rides and the safety situations?
So safety situations, definitely not. I mean, actually, they've improved. Now what they do is they have like a light system. So there's a lifeguard on top, lifeguard on the bottom. You're not allowed to go down the ride until the person, like as soon as you go down, you hit the switch saying like, okay, red, person's on the ride. Until the person on the bottom hits that you got there, nobody else can go down. So I thought that was an improvement.
So, and let me put some context in your response. My kids, 2.5, 4.5. The 2.5 can't swim. 4.5 is starting to learn, but he's used to swimmies.
So the bigger rides they can't go on because the big tube rides can't. But the rest of it is like splash pools. So the wave pool, you would go. You could wear any life preserver. I'm a big puddle jumper fan.
Yep.
Put a puddle jumper on there. They're fine. And then they had like one of the things they had one of these big castles that you could walk up in water like sprays and you could spray people.
Yeah.
I feel like if they were probably too young, they would scare them. This was the first year they did have an igloo baby themed area. And it was the first year we've graduated out of that. Shane wanted to know. He was like, that's for babies.
Really?
So where your kids would probably still be like in like the foot and a half of water with the little, 100%. Slides. My kids wanted, we were in the middle of rides. We graduated out of the baby, but we didn't go on. Like Emily went on the castle, but she would, I had to coax her into, I had a pair of 20 bucks to get her on a tube ride with me. And then she was like, and then she reminded me again, Dad, I told you, I like my 2 feet on the ground.
Oh my God.
So my daughter she knows what she likes. I just have to learn to listen and hear it. And we'll do it. So Danny, do you read books to your kids at night?
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
So if you're a dad out there, many of us do.
Mary Jane reads more because a lot of times they don't want me to put them to sleep. They like her to put like right, but they'll go through phases. It'll be today I want Daddy to read. Today I want Mommy, right? So
yeah.
Last night was a me. Was it last night? It was either last night or the night before. It was me reading to them. And Brady knows the books that I like. Like, I like the Dr. Seuss books. And then I have, like, my books when I was a kid that I gave them that he'll – so it's – he. There's, like, 5 or 6 books that he knows that I like that those are the books I'm always reading. And then Mary Jane's a lot of, like, the new ones and the trying out different types of books.
See, what's funny is for Emily, I used to read a lot more to Emily, and I used to always read – I love the Dr. Seuss. I agree with you. Dr. Seuss books – they're my reading level. I am a self-admitted English is not my first language. I'm not good at it.
I like to show off like the tongue twisters.
Oh,
like Fox and Socks. Fucking love that.
The Fox. It took me
I try to read it as fast as I can and be like, Brady, that was pretty good, right? What'd you think?
How long did it take you before you understood what it was about?
What do you mean?
I have terrible reading comprehension. When I read for like, I don't really pay attention to memory. I'm just reading the words dramatically off the page and not
Fox is trying to get Mr. Knox to read the tongue twisters and go as crazy as he can. Mr. Knox wants nothing to do with it. And then he kicks him out of there.
If you asked me what that book was about, I don't know if I would have been able to tell you. Who would have said it's about Fox and a Socks?
Yeah, Fox and Socks.
Because by the time
My Pocket is another one of my favorites.
Oh, I don't read that one.
Oh, there's a Walk It in My Pocket.
No,
it's a good one.
Hurdles of.
There's a Fuck Under the Rug.
No, my favorite one is the Sleep Book because it just puts them to sleep.
Is Dr. Seuss?
Dr. Seuss. Because it talks about you go around. Somebody probably is going to say what it really is, but the way I think of the book is you just go around Dr. Seuss land and like people are falling asleep. And like by the end of the book, they're like the number of dibbles and dobbles and dobbles and bubbles. And now 5 billion people are asleep.
Good night. Yeah. But I also Danny and the Dinosaur has my name in it.
We have we read totally different books. Maybe we'll start swapping. If I'll send you some of these doozies that I've been finding. So our books are either purchased when we had kids and gifted to us, or we have a giant selection of my wife's books.
Yeah, I feel like I'm full of both of us. We're full of like advice and tips this episode.
We're tons.
So what we did with the baby showers for both, or maybe Cody wasn't the baby shower, but whatever, like gifts that we asked for before they were being born, when they were being born, was if everyone could gift a book.
Oh,
and write a little note.
I like that. I love writing messages
in the front cover. Right. So in lieu of like a card, give a book.
Yeah.
Essentially like maybe a couple bucks more, right? Like $10 book.
Totally.
So we were getting a lot of good books. Like we have a pretty good library for the kids because of that.
That says I don't know that we've
read anything, all of them, because the kids pick a book and they want to read the same book over and over and over.
We have a lot of books we got for Emily that then we pass on to Shane. Then we realize as a boy, though, we had to purchase then a new set of like truck. He wants a lot of truck books, so we bought a bunch of trucks. But what I've done for them.
Good, series.
Which one?
Little Blue Truck.
Oh, yeah. I like that one. Yeah. And this is how much I've read that book a million times. I can't even tell you, but it's the little blue truck. He pushes the big truck, and then it gets stuck in the mud. And all the animals.
The plot.
But. All the animals coming up. But the what I was going to say was what's my train of thought? Oh, no, I like to give my kids books for random holidays and then write messages in them as like a, so that they can always keep it and have a message from dad. So like when I'm not around in 85 years or whatever. So I don't have any books that I grew up on though.
You plan on living another 85 years?
Okay, no, widget. I don't like to talk about death. I'm trying to be generous.
You know, in 85 years when I'm no longer around.
I'm no longer here. 45 or 50.
And my kid is 90.
I have, for everybody out there, I have officially passed my half-life. Okay, everybody? I passed my half-life marker. So cheers to the second half of my oxygen intake. But I don't have any books growing. I don't know what books my parents read me or if they did growing up, which is probably the reason why my English is terrible. But my wife has a ton. And so this book, I was putting my kids to sleep the other night. Elisa was not home. And so I put Emily to bed and then I went to Shane's room and I said, let me grab a couple books off the shelf. And sometimes he's demanding of specific books and other times he lets me choose. And this book was one, I guess, I don't know. He acted as if it hadn't been read to him before.
Okay.
And then after I told Elise about it, she's like, I think I read that to him. And I was like, and I think this kid really likes it. So what I'm going to do in this segment, everybody listening, this is going to be a doozy. I'm basically finding books that I think are like, it's like scenes from movies. Like, what are we doing to our kids? I'm going to read this to you, Danny.
Yep.
And then I want you to think about, what book am I reading? Is this age appropriate? And what's happening? Okay, so I'm going to read you. This is, I'm going to take out the first sentence because it's going to give a little bit too much away. So
this is the start of the book.
This is a middle page. I found one of the best picture. I'm just reading this book and all of a sudden I'm like, what is coming out of my mouth?
Okay.
So that both get the tickly parts are being rubbed against each other. It's like scratching an itch, but a lot nicer. This usually starts slowly and gets quicker and quicker as the
tickling. Can you not read it like that?
What?
Can you not read it like that?
Oh, so this is what you're like my wife. So, Elisa, can you read normal? Can you read normal? See, this is how I read to my kids. And then I put dramatic effects in there and I'm more about the effect. I will start again.
Yeah.
You want me to just read it normal?
Yes, please.
My wife. Am I really that bad?
You're reading it as if it's like a erotic novel.
That's how I read
it. Like you're reading it like 50 Shades of Grey.
Somebody has to record me when I read my books to my kids. Okay, let me pretend I'm reading this to Shane. So that, I can't do it with a straight face. Okay. So that both the tickly parts are being rubbed against each other. It's like scratching an itch, but a lot nicer. This usually starts slowly and gets quicker and quicker as the tickly feeling gets stronger and stronger. Why does the tickling stop? Now you may be thinking, if it's so nice, why don't people do it all the time? There are two reasons. First, it's very tiring, more than playing football or running or skipping or climbing trees or almost anything. Good as it is, you just can't do it all day long. So Danny, one.
That is amazing.
It's amazing. And the second reason is that something really wonderful happens, which puts an end to the tickly feeling and at the same time starts the making of a baby.
What?
So that last line, that actually worked out perfectly. So what book, and this book was a child's book from circa, this is from my wife, when my wife was a baby. So this was, I'm going to read the copyright on this.
Is this the kid's version of What to Expect When Expecting?
Wait, legitimately, I swear, I would argue, Danny, sometimes I think I'm smarter than you, and then I realize, no, I'm not. I'm really not. You really are smarter than me. How the F in the world did you? So this book was published in 1973, and I'm going to tell you the title in a second. But in reality, you're blowing my mind right now because I would actually argue this is almost the child. This is exactly right, the child's version of What to Expect.
Yeah.
Or
like you're expecting like a brother or a sister.
Correct. So the name of this book, I'm going to hold it up on screen. You can't really read it. Oh, it says,
Where Did I Come From?
Where did I come from? So now you read this book and it's like innocently has a little baby's tush on it.
Yeah.
I had an idea of trying to maybe do readings of this book every week on the podcast because it gets very, very
graphic.
I don't know if I can even show this on YouTube because there's so let me do this. I'm gonna have to bleep some words here, but there's a chapter one. Let me just give you a chapter breakdown of this book, and everybody has to go. It says, now that you little people are made by bigger people. The first thing you need to know is that babies are made by grown-ups. One of them has to be a woman and one a man. In other words, two people who made you were your mother and your father. Now, in 1973...
Can't do that anymore.
I can't say that in 2020. But I did. I read it. Read it out loud.
Yep.
Can't fire me for it. But yes, there's other ways. But now, if you put your mother and your father in the bath together, you'd notice something interesting. They're not made all the same way. You probably noticed that already, but you noticed it much more when you put them in a bath together. Quite apart from being different sizes, they're different shapes, and they have different parts on their bodies.
Oh my God!
And then there's a cartoon.
This is a sex ed class.
No, it's like a cartoon. Let me see a flash. Whoa! Flash! Did you see that?
Are you kidding me?
No. It's when people take their clothes off, you can really see the differences. This is this book. Everybody, please go out.
There's a penis in that book?
Where did I? Yeah, multiple penises in this book.
Are you kidding?
So my son, it's now the nude book. Shane's like, this book is nude. I want to see the nude book.
It's a porno.
And it refers to, it actually talks to your kids about vaginas and penises very properly. My wife yelled at me. She said, this is exactly, you should not be making a joke about it. This is how you're supposed to be talking about it. But another
one. What age is a child supposed to be reading that book, though?
Well, this is the problem. So I asked my wife that, and she goes, well, Shane's like 5 and a half, maybe like in a year or two, maybe you could read it to Emily if you want to explain stuff to Emily, who's 8 and a half. I go, well, maybe I would want to talk to Emily about it, but it is a cartoon book that is made for like a young kid. Like this book is made
like
for
junior high school kids.
This is made for a pre-K kid, a kindergartner book. This looks like a kindergarten, pre-K, kindergarten, first grade.
But that should be geared towards like a 10-year-old.
But the subject, so like the beginning of a baby. What happens is, let's say the man and women are lying in bed together. This part often happens in bed because the bed is nice and comfortable. I love this book. The man loves the woman, so he gives her a kiss. She gives him a kiss. Oh, and they hug each other very tight. And after a while, the man's becomes stiff and hard and much bigger than it usually is.
You're kidding.
It gets bigger.
You're kidding.
No, it gets bigger because it has a lot of work to do.
Are you kidding me?
Danny, I love this book. I can't. I can show you this picture. This is a picture of the man and the woman laying in bed together kissing.
Oh, my God.
This is amazing.
That guy's like bald and fat.
All these guys are juicy, juicy. By the time my voice is cracking, it's like I'm prepubescent. This is how I learned about the birds and the bees.
Jesus.
By the time the man wants to get close to the woman as he can. Oh, by this time, the man wants to get as close to the woman as he can because he's feeling very loving to her. And to get really close, the best thing he can do is lie on top of her and put his inside her.
It says penis and vagina?
Yes. And my wife, yes, totally. And then I read the section on making love. I think I read this. That was the section. He likes being inside. Oh, this is a very nice feeling. Making love. This is a
you
very nice feeling.
Book?
For the book? No, I started flipping. I was like, what is going on? So I started fast forwarding pages.
So you didn't pre-read this book before he said, read this to me.
No, it was 8:15 and I'm laying in bed. And I'm like, let's go through. And the first couple pages like nonchalant. And then
holy
I was like,
shit.
And all of a sudden, I got to the point where they're laying on top of each other. I was like, we're going to skip. And he's like, wait, I want to read. You skipped a page. I was like, don't worry. Nothing happens.
That's
then I was making hilarious. Up like, well, they love each other. And then, so after, let me get to the best part is. So
I gotta buy this book.
This book is, it's phenomenal because, you're going to this. I was going to read this quote. We may have to do this as an Instagram story. Again, it's not easy to tell you what this, all the rubbing up and down. When the man and woman have been wriggling so hard, they think they're both going to pop. They nearly do just that. All the rubbing up and down that's been going on ends in a tremendous, big, lovely shiver for both of them. Again, it's not easy to tell you what this feels like.
You're not wrong.
It's not easy to tell you what this feels like, but you know
Let
how
me just tell you, they're describing
it's perfect. It's described perfectly.
They're correct. Describing the optimal correct. Situation.
Yes,
doesn't always end in a shiver for both.
No.
It always ends in a shiver for the man.
Correct, because at the same time, get Danny, you're gonna love this one. Get prepared for this one. But you know what it is when the tickle.
I'm waiting
top
for the part where it's like, and then they both put on their O faces.
It says it's like a really big sneeze. That's the shiver at the end, because at the same time, a squirt of quite thick, sticky stuff.
You're
comes out
liar.
The end of the man's and goes into the woman's.
You are a fucking liar. It did not say a squirt of white sticky stuff.
Hold that up to your mirror, everybody on YouTube.
Holy
This book is phenomenal. This book is really... and then it gets into the romantic sperm, and each sperm is actually made up of hundreds and thousands of smaller drops of sperm. I mean, look at these photos here, people. Look at this. The romantic sperm. I mean, I was like, what is getting on here? Then it gets into one sperm makes a baby. I mean, then it gets into the two sperm plus two eggs make two babies. It's like math.
Oh, my God. Now it's getting into like complex biology.
Oh, no. Then it gets into the best month. And then actually, if somebody is going to get pregnant, this is actually a good book for anybody who's in their 20s. Who's dating anybody thinking about having sex? Because the other part it gets to do is the 9-month period of the baby. So look at this picture. This is the first 3 months of what happens when a baby is born.
Okay.
I learned more of it in this book about like what happens in the first month, the second month, the third month. It's very like the 6th month. Although she can't see much.
How long is this book?
It's like 30. Well, how many pages? The pages aren't even numbered. It's the 70s. They don't even number them. But it ends with, we're going to end on this. Let's end on the last. I'm going to tell you before I do. So this book is Where Did I Come From? It is written by, before I read the final sentence, because I think that's going to be a good closer. It is written tremendously. Hopefully these people are still alive, by Peter Mayle, M-A-Y-L-E. And it's illustrated by Arthur Robbins and designed by Paul Walter. And it's the facts of life without any nonsense. And with illustrations. That's the byline. It actually really is. It's the facts of life without any nonsense. It's a very,
not wrong.
No. And my wife's parents read this to her when she was a child, apparently, which explained everything to me about her. So here goes. It is there. Now you know where you came from. You may think it sounds like a lot of hard work for such a little person, but there's a very good reason why your mother and father went through it all. And if you want to know what that reason is, just take a look in a mirror. And then there's a picture of a kid looking at himself.
That's nice.
And it says, it was all done because of you. So the reason why we wriggle and love each other and lay on top of our wives and sometimes have a white spurt of spunk come out is because we love our kids and we wanted to make their lives easy.
Jesus.
So if anybody is struggling about how to have the talk with your kids,
or just on what book to read on a casual Tuesday night to put your kids to bed
on an airplane, I'm holding this up again. Please, everybody, please, I implore you to go buy this book. And it's actually a really nice hard copy. I wonder if it's even sold anymore. But the best part, Danny, is you know
how
I'm
buying that book for my brother.
You know the cover of the book. So you know how you have inside covers of the book.
Yeah,
the inside flap of this book are sperms.
Oh my God!
And there's the romantic sperm, everybody.
With the top hat sitting on the heart.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be our Instagram. I'm going to take a picture.
I think we have a new logo.
That may be our new logo. It is like out of, nobody's going to understand that. I'm taking a picture of it right now. So listen, everybody, that was the first of many books
that
I am
just to top.
First of all, I'm discovering what I own in this house and I'm reading. As I read them, I will share them. So it's a new segment coming at you in 2020. There's going to be more of this. So dads, if you're out there, I think go grab a book out of your kid's bookshelf. Don't pre-read it. See what your wife put in there or your family and friends and see what you learn. I learn a lot, I think, about judgment call, like why this is in my son's closet. So now it's in my bedroom. I took it out because I don't want to read it anymore with him. So, but
Man, that's fucking crazy. I'm looking at now. Where did I come from?
So if you're, listen, guys, this is Dad So Hard. We're going to be coming at you even harder in 2020. Are we, Danny?
I was looking up the book.
Oh, is it on? Is it available on Amazon?
I'm just on the Wikipedia.
Does it have some cult following?
Peter Mayle, dead.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry, Peter.
Well, hopefully we can get your family some residuals. Get this book sold.
I mean, it is brilliant. It is just... Danny, I wish I could show you more of the photos.
Oh, my God.
Because there's just so many. So many. Milk. Wonderful milk.
This guy wrote more books. What's Happening to Me? It seems like it's about puberty.
That one is a must. That may be a must read. Maybe we'll start a Dad So Hard book club.
Yeah.
This is what we're going to do.
Oh, man. Oh, well, on that note.
We are going to be at the Dad 2.0 Summit, or I will be there representing our podcast next month. And where there's a podcasting, something else in Brooklyn I signed up for.
Oh, you are going?
Yeah. We'll
talk offline about that.
It's $100. I can go for the day. I'm going to see what this thing's about. Listen, yeah. And if you're wanting to intern with us and one of us has not responded, by one of us, that means me, because Danny doesn't even check email anymore. I apologize. We still need help. Please, if you really want the job, just write me back some ideas. What are you doing?
College credits.
What is? Yeah, you're scratching your mic.
I was unscrewing it. I fidget.
Well, we're ending. Don't worry, we're ending. Thank you for listening again. We will be back sometime next week. The Tigers just won the national championship in college football. Last night.
Yeah. 24 hours later. Correct. By the time they listen to this podcast, we're not really breaking news.
I'm not even going to spoil it because I'm not going to say which Tiger. I'm just saying the Tiger. That's
what we're doing.
Okay, guy.
As always, we love you guys. Thanks for listening.
Peace.
Continue to tune in.
Peace.